Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
Hello.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you going, Benny?
I am excellent. Thank you very much for asking.
That's fabulous. And so what have you been up to this week?
Not a great deal.
No.
It's been working. Pretty plodding along.
Workaholic.
Getting it done.
How's that tracksuit industry going?
Giving it to the man.
Are you? Yeah. How are you giving it?
Oh, just getting his money's worth, basically.
Fabulous.
Yeah, getting the job done.
Mm-hmm. Have you crippled the tracksuit industry yet?
No, we've crippled the economy. No, only how's the Aussie dollar?
Oh, it's great.
Love it.
I love a parity. You're off to America at some point?
I will be.
Yeah,
but probably
good.
By the time I get there, it'll be back to
50 cents.
Yeah.
It's usually the way it works because that's how I, you know, that's how I
usually it will. Yeah, by the time I get there, I'll have to take out a mortgage for a milkshake.
I know that you're a Facebook fan.
I love FB.
FB? Oh, yeah. You've even got an acronym. So the 500 closest friends of yours on Facebook.
All very intimate.
Yeah. Have you defriended people? You've like removed them from your...
Yes, and they'll probably listen to the podcast and realise have been.
Oh, that's okay.
But that's all right.
Have they defriended you?
I have been.
You give and you take. You defriend and be defriended.
I'm versatile. I do give and take.
But you know why? The biggest reason why people get defriended is because of the person being a rampant enthusiast. So someone who's someone who's very enthusiastic about social networking.
Mm.
And very overzealous.
Yes.
Tends to be defriended.
I even steer clear of those people in social situations.
Really? Do you?
Yeah.
Now, apparently, defriending is when a Facebook user deletes you, obviously.
Yes.
But they've analysed like 1,500 accounts.
Yeah.
And the reason for defriending is either because you're very, very dull.
I haven't answered any surveys about it. How do they know?
Well, no, they've done a study. Study with quotation marks.
They didn't study mine.
No, they said 1,500, Benny. There's 50 million.
Oh. Well, then that's hardly worth...
Well, it's just a...
Can you draw that kind of conclusion from 1,500?
Well, it's kind of like a little survey, isn't it? It's a pop poll.
Yes.
And apparently, if you're overzealous,
yep,
telling everybody what you had for breakfast, how long it took them to get to work, or what their favourite music star is, you'll be defriended. Very quickly. I don't actually read that shit.
On people's Facebook?
Yeah, no, that bores me.
Well, what do you do when you get on there?
I get on there and I just see who's sent me a message.
It's all about you.
I'll reply to the messages.
You're so clinical.
Well, and then I don't put any, like I don't.
Yeah, but that's you in society. You don't give back.
I do give back.
You give very little.
I do post things up there.
What?
Like a YouTube video or a... YouTube video.
Oh, see, it's all work for you.
It's not work.
You're like a dry martini.
With or without the olive.
You always got to stick up your ass.
Really? I would never have said that about me.
I would. No. But like, you know.
So you're saying that I'm
like. You don't look through other people's Facebooks?
I'll browse. But I won't, like, you know, there's no point lurking and, you know, and not doing...
Lurking is great.
Yeah, but
I love
how much lurk can you do?
Lurk is great. But it's always nice to find out something you never knew about someone.
Like?
Oh, I go through their photos, you know. I just do a general stalk.
And then do you use it against them at a later date?
Of course. Blackmail is gorgeous.
Apparently, Benny, Michael Jackson's getting his own planet called Planet Michael in 2011. Did you know that?
The planet's called Planet Michael in
2011. No, they're going to call it Planet Michael. I don't understand why it's going to be in late 2011. Why can't they just hand it over to him now?
Because he might not accept it. I don't know. Are there features about this planet that reminds us of Michael?
No. Well, it says here it's part of a virtual online game website.
Did they find a pair of kids' undies on it?
And is a Michael Jackson themed world where his fans can get together and talk about how much they love Michael. They can collect and trade. I don't know where this is going, but apparently
you're making me very ill. The thought of a group of people that actually enjoy talking about Michael Jackson is enough to make me
apparently you have to pay to get on this site. It's open to everyone, but
I'm speechless.
The game is free to I'm misreading everything. It's open to everyone. The press release.
The website?
Yeah, this game.
Oh, it's a game?
Yeah, that's right. So it's not actually a real planet. Because I'm thinking for a minute, it might be a real planet, but no, it's not.
Oh, I thought I thought they discovered a planet, but no. It's not. It's actually a game.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game. Now that I'm reading on.
That sounds like a
big... I should have read it from the beginning.
That sounds like a big stunt.
So, yes, they're going to call it Planet Michael. It's quite bad to say, but when he died...
Oh, say it.
Well, when he died...
Feel good about it.
All that stuff that went on, you know, that adoration.
Mm-hmm. Do you know...
I was not interested.
There was one...
Is that bad?
We have a new person at work.
Yeah.
And he's a rainbow.
Yep.
He's one of those rainbows that when he came to the interview, he told us he was a rainbow.
Right.
And I said, well...
What? Was that significant?
No, but like you'd have to be not alive to work out that, you know...
Right.
You'd have to be...
He thought he'd like to announce it.
It was very obvious.
Okay.
Anyway, today we were having a little chat and a Michael Jackson song came up on the radio and he got all funny, like he got all a bit...
Did he get emotional?
A little bit. And then...
Was he moved?
He was moved. There was movement at the station.
Oh.
And then he said that when Michael Jackson passed away...
Oh, no, it affected him.
He cried. And I went, okay.
Now you can leave.
I started looking up Seek. I went to the Seek website.
For him or for yourself?
Seek and you will find.
Oh, well, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh.
Because I had little compassion. It was bad. I never felt like, usually when someone passes away, someone that's famous, you think, oh, you know, that's sad. Like
the Golden Girls.
Or Tony Curtis the other week.
Mm.
You know, I kind of felt a bit, you know, I liked him. He was nice.
Yeah.
It's good to look at. But see, Michael Jackson music never really, like I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Who?
But it wasn't anything I really loved.
I just realised I have a heart of stone.
Do you?
But you I don't think you were
moved by B. Arthur passing on.
Yeah. kind of.
Am I expecting that at my funeral?
Oh, you might.
Will I get a tear?
I might throw an old rose in your coffin.
Just an old one?
Yeah.
One that's been sort of placed in between a book.
I don't know what I would. I don't know what I would do at your funeral.
Oh, you'd have to throw yourself on the coffin. Like an Italian mother.
I think it is.
Wail.
I want
wailing.
Wailing ended a long time ago.
No, you could bring it back.
I probably would do... I'd do a veil.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Frank.
How are you, my love?
I'm good, thank you very much.
It's Lourdes.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. So how's it all going?
I'm really well, thanks.
That's good. You must be hitting 13, 14 years of age at the moment, aren't you?
I think I'm just about to crack it. any day now, Frank.
So
you... Mum said go with the flow. Yeah.
So you're...
What's wrong?
Nothing. You're,
it happens to everyone, Frank.
You're doing a line of clothing, Lourdes. Is that right, with your mum?
Have I been doing lines?
Of clothing.
Yes. I've bought out my own label.
Now, I'm surprised you don't want to go and sing like your mum.
Because my mum can't sing.
So you've decided to go along the creative route and do something with your hands.
Well, no, my mum does things with her hands. No, I like wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Unlike my mum. maybe I could, launch a career.
Of course, at 14, how wonderful.
It can't be that hard.
No.
No.
You don't have, you've got a lot of financial backing.
And I've got no overheads, Frank, except for the brown one.
So anything else you'd like to tell us, Lourdes, apart from your line of clothes? But I heard that you're colouring your hair. Is that right?
I did make an attempt.
Yeah, did that not work?
Look, I don't think I need to focus on my hair. I just need to pluck my eyebrows.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think we'll say goodbye now, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to talk to you.
My mum can swallow coke,
boy. Oh, that's wonderful. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jamie Oliver, he and his wife Jules, they've got a few kids now.
Have they? How many have they got?
Oh, they've got a bundle.
Have they?
Yeah.
How many did they get?
Three daughters they got, and they've just had another.
They were trying for a boy.
I think they got one.
Did they?
Well, they've called the first one Petal Blossom Rainbow. Another one called Poppy Honey Rosie.
Oliver.
Yeah.
So the first one's called
Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Oliver.
I suspect so.
Yeah.
And Poppy Honey Rosie.
Oliver.
Daisy Boo.
Oliver.
And then the one that's coming, or came, or they've had.
Did it come?
It's come. Buddy Bear Morris.
Oliver. What a boring bunch of bastards. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
They might be putting a bit of,
there's too much fertilizer in their organic garden.
Or a bit of fennel in their
craw.
Oh, I don't know.
No, there's too much cow shit in their garden.
Do you think they've been on the herb?
They've been sucking on something wrong. What's the last kid's name?
Buddy Bear Morris.
Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear.
Buddy Bear. He sounds like something out of,
From the Laird?
Winnie the Pooh. From the Laird.
Well, does he know what the word... Does he realise what buddy is in the gay world?
What is a buddy?
You don't have a buddy?
Oh, as in a... Buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone you shank. Shark. Shark. Jonathan.
Shuck.
Shuck. The oyster.
You'd love a good shank, but you shuck an oyster.
Oh, I said Buddy.
Yeah, so there you go.
What do you do if you met someone called Buddy? You can't say, how's it going, Buddy? Can you? And then his name's Buddy Boo.
Buddy Bear.
Buddy Bear.
He'd be perfect in the gay world.
Buddy Bear.
Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear Norris.
I couldn't introduce him to my dad. If I said, Papa, this is my friend, he'd go, who is this one? Okay, this is Buddy Bear. What's your name? Buddy Bear. You can't introduce someone called Buddy Bear, can you?
What would he say?
You can't be friends with these people. You can't be friends. You can't be friends with the Olivers.
No?
Because you'll get bashed. I was going to tell you a little story about the new guy at work.
Yes, you got a new dude.
We got a new rainbow at work. And you know what I realised?
Does he swan in with... tinsel and...
He does swan in.
Does he swan in?
He swans
in. How does someone swan in? Do they glide? Are they like on rollers?
Almost. It does glide in. It's almost like he's got a spinnaker. And the spinnaker's tied around his hips and it's pushing him forward. It's like pulling him forward. Have you ever seen that?
Are his feet in front of him?
It's like Australia too. Like his hips are like two people in front of him.
No.
And his head's back.
Oh, get out.
Almost. And, yeah, well, we did the interview, and then while we were interviewing, like in the middle of the interview, he had to tell us that he was a rainbow.
Yeah, but
and everyone gasped for air.
How do you bring something up like that?
He just did. He goes, oh, by the way, I'm gay.
Yeah, and but you didn't even ask that.
We were like, hello. No, but anyway, he just, the other day, I was rummaging through the office and I came across, because, it just occurred to me, I was going through some box of samples and I came across a bag of underpants. And I thought, what am I doing? Because he's got this coat and he's always telling us how much his coat costs. You know, it's very expensive. And it's got really big pockets. So while he wasn't looking, I grabbed a pair of these undies and I put them in his coat pocket. And then I forgot that these undies were in his coat pocket. But later...
Or were they bloomers or something?
They were like, no, they're just a pair of men's jocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little bit later, he disappeared. Right. And the boss came in and he goes, oh, you know, have you seen Andrew? And I said, no, I think he's gone to get a coffee. And we went downstairs and I was looking and he wasn't anywhere to be found. Anyway, then I noticed him up the street on the phone. And like what happened was he went to make a cup of coffee and he put his coat on to go downstairs and he reached into his pocket and he found these undies, but he didn't say anything to anyone. And he was like really horrified because he thought that. So then he had to go outside to ring his flatmate to find out if his flatmate had left a pair of undies in his pocket. And so he was ringing up all these people. And then he was horrified because the night before he went to the Windsor. He went to Windsor to the railway hotel.
Right.
And he thought that someone at the railway of a hotel must have slipped the undies into his pocket.
Right.
So he was like really shocked that he had these men's undies in his pocket. But he didn't say anything until later when we went out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then he went... I don't know how, I don't know what happened, but somehow some guy has left a pair of undies in my pocket. And then I couldn't stop laughing.
Did you admit it?
Yeah, I did after.
After you laughed hysterically,
Yeah, at his expense. But yes. Anyway, then he felt, he was so relieved.
Did you diminish him to the point where he couldn't actually look at anyone?
And then I just told him that he goes, where did you find these undies? And then I sort of said, because we travel and I travel with my boss. I just said they're my boss. I just said I just told him they were our boss's undies.
That would have gone down like a treat.
the funny thing of the night was that after we were talking about that, we were talking about, because I'll be off to Pakistan shortly. He was asking, when we travel, what are the, how do we work the accommodation? And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, oh, like we all get our own room. I said, what? I said, no.
It's double bunk, mate.
No. And I said, no, the beds are normally king size.
Did you scare him?
And his face, he actually doesn't, well, he does now because I've just broadcasted it, but he's been going on for weeks thinking that when we travel we actually all sleep together in a king size bed because our boss is straight. And like he's like, oh, he goes, how could you sleep with our boss? I said, he doesn't mind.
So, you scare the hell out of him.
I love it. It's that time of the evening, and we've got one of the messages we got through, Frank, is it's a home.
Go home.
Well, it's kind of like a homo helpline, but I thought.
Go homo.
We should read out, but it's from a young man called Andrew. Okay. And he says.
Is that significant?
He says, hey, my name is Andrew.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, that's how I kind of imagine he would talk.
Okay.
When we deal with these, with our listeners, I try to evoke their spirit.
Yeah, I know. So that's his spirit, eh?
I'm trying to have a feel around. And I can't say his age.
He's a youngling.
He's a young man. And at the moment my boyfriend is openly gay, but I am not. Do you think I should come out?
Well, why, who's us? Who are we to say to come out or not to come out? He needs to feel comfortable with himself. He needs to make the choice. Is his boyfriend pushing him to come out?
I am at the moment.
You don't get much information there.
Well, you know what the answer is to this?
What?
At the moment you have a boyfriend, so nothing matters. Talk to me in 35 years' time.
When you don't.
When you don't. And then we'll have some advice. If you've got a boyfriend right now, go for it.
But he's saying, see, his boyfriend's openly gay. So that, you know, that could be pose a problem if he's sort of closeted. Don't you think? Because his boyfriend would be saying, oh, what's wrong with you? Why can't you just come out?
And oh, so he's, you think his boyfriend wants to go out?
Well, I just think his boyfriend's kind of, he'd be pushing him to be more open about his sexuality.
Right.
Don't you? Wouldn't you?
Ah, well then we should help the boyfriend. Drop him. There's no point going out with it.
Or maybe they do, you know, deeply love each other.
No. No, they should split up.
Oh, Betty, you can't advocate
They've
that.
They've got to split.
Really?
Yeah.
You just want to, you know, go for it.
I'm just the iceberg in the Atlantic.
Are you?
Waiting for these...
For the Titanic to crash into you.
Waiting for these relationship cruisers to come crashing into me.
So when they come crashing into you,
yes.
What happens?
They
go down.
I rupture their bottoms.
Thanks for the analogy.
No. If they scrape past me, they get irreversible damage. No. What do you call it? Irreparable.
Irreparable. And they go down.
Eventually they go down.
Okay, oh. So that's not helped our listener, so I guess we'll move on, shall we?
Listener, I'm very sorry.
But?
We did take your homo helpline as a bit of a joke. But
yeah. If you seriously are closeted and you're wanting us to let you know to come out or not, we're not the right people to ask.
No, because we don't care. Frank Latte.
Yeah,
You've got the paper from a couple of weeks ago. There.
I have, yeah, because there was this wonderful little spread on Mary McKillop.
Mary McScollop.
Mary McKillop, who's going to be our first Aussie saint, mate.
What did she do?
I reckon she should be Mary McKillop, mate. Saint.
Like.
Because she's Aussie.
Mary McKillop, mate.
Saint.
Like Channel 7, mate.
Yeah, like yeah. St. Mary McKillop, mate.
Yeah, g'day, mate. No, g'day, Mary McKillop, mate.
Yeah, that's right. I reckon that's what she
is going to be the patron saint of...
Oh, don't put me on the spot here.
Beer? Brewing.
VP.
Brewers? Is she the brewer's saint?
No, I don't think so. Hang on. 1842, she was born to Scottish migrants.
That's the miracle.
Was that the miracle?
That Scottish miners mated.
Oh.
Is it?
Migrants. Not miners. And they're not birds either.
I just thought they might have been like two Scottish people that were like 12 years old.
She took her final vows and went to Queensland to establish the Josephite schools.
Did she?
In 1869. You know that I've been to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but there were no saints amongst those nuns.
No, there weren't.
Weren't there?
They were tough buggers.
They were tough as nails.
They were.
Weren't they?
Yes, Betty, right. They were.
So I want to know how the hell she, or not in hell, but how the how the heck she performed a miracle. Because don't you do have to perform a miracle as a saint.
Well, hang on. She started a school and... In a converted stable in Panola. Do you think that's where the Jesus thing comes in?
Is that where they make margarine?
Panola, you know, it's in South Australia.
I thought you meant canola.
No, Panola. I think it's in Narracourt, mate. That's why she should be called Mary McKillop, mate.
Oh, I do agree with you. I think she could have been... Did she wear thongs?
I don't know what they did in 1869. Anyway, when she started, then she expanded the sisterhood into Adelaide. So she went to Adelaide. So she's, you know, empire building.
Right.
And then Alexander.
So she hung out at the Mars bar. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then in 1872, the excommunication was renounced. And
why did she get excommunicated?
Well, I have to read more of the story, but
was it because
there must have been something.
Was it because she wore brown?
They were stirrers. That was her as Benny.
Those brown gowns did not.
She did wear brown, actually.
And she didn't wash in Cuddly.
I don't think in 1850 that was around.
They looked. Those habits looked nasty. They did. The fabric was so harsh. That's what I refer to as a nun's nasty. Did you see her nasty? Because you know they didn't wear undies.
Oh, well, they had a big gown, so it didn't really matter.
And it was weighted down with it was weighted down with sinkers.
In case no wind was going to bring that up.
They didn't want him to whistle.
We've managed to track down someone very special that we haven't talked to in a while. Hello, Nonna.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks.
Yes.
How you going?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Bella, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to talk to you because Australia's getting their new saint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a nun by the name of Mary MacKillop, mate.
A nunna?
No, a nun, you know.
A nun.
Nun, yeah, she was a nun.
A Monica.
Monica, yeah. Yeah.
And, not Monica Lewinsky.
No.
No, she trolloped a kid. Bloody slapper. Yeah,
so we're getting a saint. And just wanted to see what you thought of us getting a new one.
You making the bomboniere?
I don't know. Do you make bomboniere when you get a saint?
Oh, for sure. You make bomboniere any time. You make a festa.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to get confetti.
And this Mary, come se chiama? Mary...
MacKillop, mate.
Mary Killip, eh?
Yeah, MacKillop. Yeah. MacKillop, yeah.
MacKillop, che fa? MacKillop, what did she do?
Well, she ran... She ran an order of nuns.
She ran?
Yeah, yeah. She went to a nunnery. And she started a new order.
Ah, gee, that's nice.
Special.
Yeah, very special. Special, this one, yeah. Special, yeah. Very nice. And what she do?
Well, I need to find out exactly what she did.
I think you better find out if you spend the money, make a cent, and it's a kind of fortune. Don't find anything, she not make nothing.
Oh, yeah, so you think you disagree that she should be a saint?
I think this one a bludge. This one is bludger, not fortunate, not for nothing. You say into my house.
Oh, well, okay.
I'll make sure she makes a miracle.
Well, I'd love to send her to your place, but she's not around with us anymore.
Time off.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now you send my house. I have a broom and a mop. I make a miracle, mate. Mary MacKillop and Mary, I make a miracle.
Oh, that's beautiful. We just want to mention our EOIs, our expression of interest.
For the
brother, what are we calling it?
Well, I don't know. We haven't come up with a name yet for the weekend away in the country.
Yes.
Exploring wineries.
And Rother Glen.
Lunch on the Sunday Creek on the bridge.
So you've done it already.
It's nice.
You can tell all our listeners what's in store.
It's nice. We have to, you know, but there'll be more. We'll have to. It's a work in progress.
It's a WIP.
It is a whip. So head on down to www.thetwofatlattes.com. No,
What is wrong with the?
www.twofatlattes.com.
That's right.
And there's on the website that
there's lots of links
To the weekend. Put down your expression of interest.
Yeah.
And we'll take it from there.
Would you come with us?
Yeah, I'm coming.
If you didn't know who we were, if you were a listener and you were listening to this now, would you go on the website and do an EOI? And so I'd like to come with you guys.
I think I would because
even if you
it's something
us.
You can do, you know, like if you're single, if you're looking to do something, this is the
perfect. Why do they have to be single?
No, because a lot of people sometimes, you know, think, oh, I don't do something because I haven't got a partner or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It is something that if you don't have a partner, because then there'll be lots of other people that aren't, you know.
Yes,
you
can sort we of can make, all get partnered up together.
No, no, you just make friends. You know what I mean? Like, you just meet people and talk.
And have sex.
No, not at all.
No. Are we guaranteeing sex?
No.
No guarantee of sex?
It's not Grindr, mate.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production. www.bigmouthmedia.com.au and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.